One criticism of the administration's plan is that it's like reorganizing the fire department while the fire is still burning. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is aiming to address the more immediate problem of the mortgage market. Democrat Barney Frank is one of them. He's chairman of the House's Financial Services Committee and author of a bill aimed at helping mortgage holders. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Could you just sketch out what you are basically doing here?
What we are proposing is this. We are telling the people who hold the mortgages, people say the lenders, but part of the problem is these are no longer the people who made the original loans. They've long since taken the money and ran. And these are the people who now bought the mortgages from the people who sold the mortgages, et cetera. We are asking the people who now service these to reduce, in many cases, the amount that's owed to them. That is, there's no public subsidy here. We are saying to the holders of these mortgages, to these servicers, you made terrible mistakes. You bought loans that should never have been made. And if you insist on trying to collect every penny, you're going to cause further damage to the economy because you won't collect that much money. You'll lead to more foreclosures, and it will exacerbate the recession. What we've said is this. If they are prepared to accept the fact that they made terrible investment mistakes and reduce the amount that is owed, we will then direct the Federal Housing Administration, the FHA, to look at these, and if in fact they can be repaid, give the guarantee that the FHA gives, and we will have people be able to stay in their homes and not have the further vacancy of property and destruction of neighborhoods.
So to be clear here then, what you're proposing is that the FHA, the federal government, is an insurer of mortgages that private entities actually issue.
Yes, but we are not asking the FHA to take on mortgages that are unlikely to be repaid.
Now, how do you keep from rewarding speculators, or really, for that matter, people who bought big houses they couldn't afford?
Well, let me divide those two. We stop rewarding speculators by not doing it. We won't cover speculators. This proposal will only cover people who are living in their primary residence, not anything else. And the second part of your question, we will be, I agree, giving some help to people who were imprudent and bought more house than they should have. Now, we're not giving them money, federal tax dollars. We are telling the people who hold their mortgages that if they are willing to reduce that, we'll help them cut their losses. So no money is going to the lenders. What they're getting from the federal government is not a taxpayer subsidy, but an FHA guarantee. My answer to people is this. If we insist that everybody who imprudently borrowed more money than she thought she should for a home gets the full measure of the punishment she deserves for being such an improvident person, then the economy as a whole suffers.
Okay, so you say that no taxpayer money is going to go towards buying mortgages, but how much taxpayer money is at risk here?
Several billion dollars could be. The alternative, though, we believe is hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars further damage to the economy.
Well, let me put to you something that some economists have said. Let the housing market hit bottom. The argument would be that a plan like yours would intervene in the market and prolong the agony.
Well, in the first place, it was the market that caused this problem. It wasn't any public agency that said, lend all this money to people who can't repay it. So the market is what brought us here. So, yeah, I know that's an old philosophy. We'll just have to live with the screw-ups of the market until they work their way out. I don't think that's a reasonable way to try and run an economy today.
What's your estimation of the chance that this legislation will both pass and also be signed into law during this administration?
Pretty high, 75 or 80%. I think there are strong forces that are going to say, look, either we do this plan or we suggest some modifications from it because we cannot simply allow the economy to continue to deteriorate, not just in America, but worldwide.
Congressman Barney Frank is chair of the House Financial Services Committee. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.